You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Site Support Worthing are an organisation in the southeast of England that put on accessible events, advocate for the rights of blind and partially sighted people, and help create understanding and inclusivity in their community. We're joined today by Alison Bates from Site Support Worthing to learn about their new book club, which is launching. Hi, Alison. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, good to be here.
So can you give us an overview of what Site Support Worthing does and when you were founded?
Yeah, Site Support Worthing is well over 100 years old, created in 1917 to help support those living within the community, work and get involved in social activities. Moved along quite a lot since then. Originally, our first ever member was bought an axe and some wood to chop, which they did, and they sold the wood, and then they bought more wood with their profit and used that as a way to keep themselves going. These days, however, we do a huge amount of social activities. We've got well-being, so we offer counselling. We've got benefits and advocacy advisor. We do a huge amount of tech as well. So whether it's people just getting introduced to it for the first time or ongoing support as they're building their confidence. And on top of that, we have taken on raising awareness of what it's like actually living with a disability like visual impairment or blindness, just to reach out to our local community and broader community to sort of build those relationships.
And you're launching a new book club. Why did now feel like the right time to do that?
It felt like the right time. I mean, print books have had a bit of a hard time of it because people have moved online. And for many people, finding a new way to access reading and feel encouraged to do so and feel part of a community can be quite difficult. So traditional book clubs often and not always can have a bit of a snobbery feeling about them, that if you listen to a book, you haven't in fact read it. So if you're dealing with sight loss, having to change from a paper book to an audio book is a massive deal. It can put people off and feeling that you're not really included or you're cheating. So we just came up with this idea, well, actually, we'll have a completely inclusive book club. As long as we can access a book for people in whatever format they need, we can assist them with it. They're welcome to take part. And our unique sort of spin on it is we're not going to exclude sighted people from it. So you can come along and enjoy it with your friend, with your relative. So the more the merrier. The priority is ensuring that the books are available, that it's fun. And whether people enjoy the book that we've chosen that month is irrelevant. They can come and tell us exactly why they did not like it. But more importantly, it's getting people back into reading, because often that's the first thing to go with sight loss, because it's difficult, it's hard work, it's visually tiring. Encouraging people to rekindle that love again is massively important.
And what kind of books will you be going with? How will you select the titles?
So at the moment, I have left it open to our membership to make some recommendations. The only rules I've actually stipulated, if it's part of a series, it needs to be first in a series. Part of that is to then encourage people to carry on in their own time reading that. But it'll be a mixture of genres. It's not going to be particularly highbrow, because I want it to be fun. So it won't be easy reading necessarily, but there'll be a different theme. Like around Halloween, I'd probably encourage a choice of thrillers. August will be easy reading because everybody takes a bit of a mental break in August, so chill out a little bit, but completely open to recommendations.
And when is the book club launching and how can people join?
So it's going to be launching in April. So if you are in West Sussex, you can just join us as a member if you've got a visual impairment or blind. And you can come to our centre and join in person. But if that's not realistic, if you live further afield, then you will be able to join in remotely.
Amazing. And you offer a range of other activities. Can you share some of sort of the highlights of upcoming events or some of the major projects that you're working on at the moment?
So one of the most exciting things, which is about to launch, is British Blind Sport have selected us to be one of the recipients of a showdown table, which is like a table tennis air hockey type game, but it's for people that can't see. So we're actually going to launch a club here and hoping to compete with other clubs around the country. So that's pretty exciting. But beyond that, we do weekly activities. We have trips out to lots of places, and we can bring people there again. If they live within Worthing, we can pick them up. If not, they can meet us. We have launched an 18 plus group. So this is to encourage people that are upwardly quite mobile and relatively easygoing to sort of meet us for out and about events. We've been bowling, we've got rock climbing coming up this weekend, and it's just taking on challenges that people often assume that when you're living with sight loss, you can't do. So we just make it happen. You know, if people are already feeling the fear, sometimes getting out of bed in the morning, knowing that, you know, life is just harder, you're already out of your comfort zone. So let's just carry on with that and just jump on to the next activity. In person, it is within the boundary of Worthing. So if you needed somebody to come to your house and help you learn how to use your iPad or fill in some benefit forms, you would have to be within Worthing. But if it's an activity we have that you can get to, you're more than welcome from anywhere. And if it's remote, again, if you can log in, if you can phone or email, then we're more than happy to assist you with whatever services you require.
And how can people learn more about Site Support Worthing and get in touch with you?
So we are on social media, we're on Facebook and Instagram. We have a website, so sswcharity.org.uk. Feel free to have a browse of the website. It's kept very up to date with our latest events, what's going on, and lots of interesting news articles. And if people are interested in signing up for our newsletter, which we update each month, people can subscribe through the website or they can email us at info@sswcharity.org.uk.
Well, thank you so much, Alison Bates from Site Support Worthing, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. It was a pleasure coming.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.